Isabel, you're surely disappointed after a fantastic performance in the field, but just coming up short.
Yeah, very disappointed. I wouldn't say fantastic performance in the field. I think our bowling was very good today. Probably some of our fielding let us down, and you know, we probably left 10, 15, 20 runs on the pitch there that would have made all the difference really when it came down to our batting.
After having hit the 3-4s and the 1-over gives you a bit of momentum, but I think it would have taken yourself and Clare maybe to take it a wee bit further if you were going to successfully chase that.
Yeah, I think there were definitely a bit of nerves for anyone coming in after us. You know, we got off to a decent start, but not a flyer. So, and the wicket definitely got slower and lower, and the outfield was very slow. So once they were able to put fielders out, it was very difficult to score boundaries. And I think we just didn't take our ones well enough. You know, there were two or three dots in a lot of overs there in the middle, and then it just got, you know, suddenly you're only in over 15, and you need too many runs to win really.
But this will be a great experience for them. You are a very young team, apart from two or three of yourselves, but it'll be a great experience for them, surely, to learn from this.
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, we say we learn from a lot of stuff, so I hope we learn the lesson this time, that, you know, you can't let these opportunities slip by, and you've got to take it by the scruff of the neck when you have it, you know, just, especially in 2020 cricket, every single run counts, and, you know, there were a few fumbles, one was let through some legs and stuff like that, and I think that was the difference today. They made sure of everything. They definitely did their homework on us, even since we played them last. They've definitely been looking at us, and they made sure they got over the line, which is something we didn't do.
And of course, again, you mentioned the bowlers, Lena Tice and Lucy O'Reilly did very well at a very difficult stage of the game.
Yeah, they did excellently. I think bowling them near the end, it's nearly a positive that they haven't played too much. They haven't been scarred by many losses, even though Lena went for a few runs near the end in South Africa, and they relished that opportunity. I asked Lucy after, did she enjoy that, and she said, yeah, I had loads of fun, which is lovely.